Hello, thanks for that nice meditation, Marion.
You're welcome.
Meditation comes in handy, that's for sure. So this is the last peace festival that actually ended Sunday.
On the 18th of
Eight,
September.
correct. And we had a nice event actually. This might be something y'all consider out there. We actually had a potluck peace party at our house. 10 people came and it was great. We had a lot of fun and we actually listened to the
A piece from Mother Earth.
piece for Mother Earth meditation with Krishnaji and Prithviji, and they also did a special peace meditation. There were some comments by outside guests concerning how our energy connects with the rest of society out there in that oneness. It's been proven scientific by a neurologist and whatnot that a lot of what we think of and do actually goes out in the universe and affects others.
And it was actually, some of you may be familiar with HeartMath. It was someone from HeartMath that was speaking and sharing how they've monitored when a peace meditation goes on and how the frequency changes. They have some kind of measurement that they put in different parts of the world that captures information. And they place it on a grid, and it shows how the frequencies raised when multitudes or a group of people, large group of people, will meditate together and hold an intention. And so that's we did a little one considering, I mean,
Well,
actually it
we were
wasn't a little
part of
one because
millions of people all
right.
around the world that did it.
Because it was a live stream from India, and there were millions of people from different organizations, from different churches, and different companies were involved, all geared towards the intention of more peace for the youth, more peace and awareness to how we're destroying Earth, Mother Earth's resources, and then also peace between the nations. We held an intention that there be peace.
And that's the one we're on today because we
All right.
already did the Mother Earth and we did Peace for the Youth last week. And this is Peace Between Nations. So it's a good one. Hopefully you'll enjoy it, at least take it for what it's worth. And
There's some very valuable scientific information. And then Prithviji, I believe it's
Well,
Prithviji.
Krishnaji actually talks
Krishnaji's.
about what's going on in the
Okay.
world.
Oh, it is
There's
Krishnaji.
17 different wars going on throughout the world. The big one, of course, is Ukraine and
Russia.
Russia. And it's really, but mainly he focuses on, and it's a good thing to pay attention to, is the youth. What the youth need to do and how they need to get involved.
With healing their inner conflict and helping make a change.
Because once we, as individuals, resolve our inner conflicts and live in joy and happiness,
In
then that
peace.
energy goes out in the world. And the more people that live that way and resolve their inner conflicts and can live in peace and harmony, then it's a better place for the youth that are coming up. There's a lot of statistics that are going to come out with Krishnaji's dissertation. So I think it's time to listen. What do you think,
Right.
Marion? All right, let me see if I can get this queued up here. And Peace Between the Nations is about 23 minutes. So
Here we go.
here we go.
Welcome to the 5th annual Ekam World Peace Festival. This is an invite to the world from Ekam, a world center for enlightenment. We are coming together to fulfill our dharma or our noble responsibility which is to nurture and further peace on earth. We will meditate together for peace between nations and radiate it to every nation where wars are brewing. Every nation where victims of war still continue to suffer. Let our peace meditation be amplified and heal the world of wars. As we speak now, humanity is not just witnessing one war. There are 17 ongoing international conflicts in the world, and it has been estimated that 2 billion people, which is a quarter of humanity, is living in war zones as of today. Children born in these war zones see no future for themselves. Take a moment to reflect on these alarming figures. For a big section of society, war is not a piece of news they read on a newspaper or watch on TV channels. It is not a fictional story on their favorite screens. It is a reality staring at them. It is a reality that feels fearful, painful, and devastating for them. Why do people go to war? No war is ever fought to plunder, loot, or hurt. All the killing and maiming happens under the garb of a noble and a just cause. Both the perpetrators and the defenders have a noble reason to kill each other. But can a war ever bring justice? Can a war ever end anything evil or destructive happening in the world? Is that not the reason why we fight? Everyone takes up arms to fight evil. Do you know if only 3% of what is being spent on wars could be used for developmental work, we could feed the entire human population and starvation can totally end. But what is the current situation? Because of the ongoing conflict in some of these nations, there is such starvation that one child dies every 10 minutes. Is this the world we want to give our children? Humanity is only moving towards more and more violence. Why do you think wars and conflicts are on the rise? Who is responsible for this violence? I see every human being who has not awakened to peace within themselves as being contributors for violence in the world. Our inner conflict manifests as external war because we are one connected consciousness. Before a war is fought in the external world with weapons and arms, it has already begun in the minds of people as anger and hate towards each other. Rage is inner violence. Hate is a mental infection that has plagued the human mind, not for decades or centuries, but for over a million years, ever since human race originated. This fire of anger and hate has been passed on from one generation to the next. And over the centuries, it has only grown in strength. You may say, I am an innocent civilian living my life and minding my business. But are you not internally angry with your partner, with your mother, father, child, colleague, boss, and neighbor? Are you not constantly complaining about people, about systems, about life, and even sometimes about God? You quickly take offense when others do not comply. Internally, you make them your enemy. Anyone who does not fulfill your desire becomes your enemy. This sadly is the state of any unawakened human being. You are adding fuel to the conflagration and you're keeping it going with your own anger and hate. Do you really want to live this way? Is this what you want your children to see of you? It is time you woke up. It is time you rose towards your enlightenment. It is time you awakened to your true nature of immense peacefulness. It is important that millions wake up from that unawakened state of anger and inner violence and move towards awakened state of peace. Because it is our collective peace that has the power to end war. It is our collective peace that will prevent the emergence of egoistic and violent leaders in the world. It is our collective peace that will manifest a peaceful world. That is why I say, anyone who is living from a state of peace, peace with oneself, peace with the other, and peace with the world, is indeed contributing to peace in the world. Please close your eyes. Place both your palms upon your heart center. Let us connect with today's peace intention to become instruments for peace in our family, in our community, and the world. To diffuse the force of violence and hate that is driving humanity to wars and contribute to peace in human consciousness. Breathe into your heart and feel your heart expanding with every in-breath. In your heart and in the heart of all humanity is a sacred power. If only we learn to access this power, we can manifest a magnificent life for ourselves and the world. This power is the power of the universal intelligence. It is the one unbroken field of consciousness that is everywhere. Some people choose to call this power as God or the divine. Let us now make our initial connection with this power. Bring your attention to your heart. Feel the immense power and the presence of the universal intelligence, divine, in your heart. ask the universal intelligence to open your heart to an experience of forgiveness and heal the wounds you have experienced in your life. Think of the people who hurt you and whom you have hurt and say, I forgive you. Forgive me for the hurt I have caused you. Please repeat this in your heart as you feel each person. Feel your body, your heart, and your entire being become filled with golden light of peace. A state of peace like an endless stream of radiance. Feel your peace energies flow like streaming radiance to all those people who have experienced pain and destruction caused by war in their lives. Feel your peace energies flow to those who are perpetrating violence and war in the world. Bless that the fire of hate and anger in them be put off and their heart becomes peaceful. Feel that all nations on earth are peaceful. All nationalities are at peace with each other. See that the earth is peaceful. All living beings on earth are peaceful. Slowly move your attention to your heart. You will now receive blessings from Ekam into your heart, from where they will flood your homes with divine and auspicious energies. Please open your eyes now. Look at the peace flame. Holding your gaze upon the peace flame, make a sacred promise. Repeat this to yourself. Wherever I find conflict between people, I will act to diffuse it. I will add the peace and not the conflict. feel your heart awaken to peace. Feel the hearts of your loved ones awaken to peace. Feel peace flow to every living being on earth. Today you have added to peace in human consciousness. May this pure act of enhancing peace bring great good karma to you, your family members, and your soul circle. Namaste.
Well, that feels good to have contributed to peace. And now we're going to do the soul sync meditation, because that's a good way for us to anchor this peace that has started within us.
I would like to mention also that anybody listening, you know, you could start a soul circle or a family of friends and do a Zoom peace or a Zoom meditation every morning. And for those listening, I would like to invite you. I'll repeat it. How you can join a Zoom call that we do every day with a group of people from Montana, Idaho, and other parts of the country. There's usually up to 20 people that show up sometimes. And the Zoom number is 208-720-0425. That's 208-720-0425. The passcode is 1111.
And it starts at, there's an early bird.
An early bird, but you best to stay at 7:30, and that's usually a sadhana that we do. And then after that, there's some music that plays for meditating, and then there's a health meditation,
a health practice,
breathing. Mm-hmm. And then at 8 o'clock is the daily meditation, and it's a different meditation every day. There's some sharing that goes on between individuals sometimes, and that starts at 8 o'clock. So again, the number is 208-720-0425, and the passcode is 1111. And if you decide to show up, and you can introduce yourself and let the people know that you were invited by Jim and Marion on this show, Meditation for Self-Realization at KGVM 95.9 on your dial.
Okay, and also if you would like a link, if you haven't been on Zoom and you'd like an email sent to you via your email, you can call myself, Marion, at 406-223-3901 and leave a message. And I'll call you back if you're interested in having a link. You hit the link and it takes you directly to the Zoom room meditation. You would have to put in the 111 passcode, but you wouldn't have to put in the first number, and you wouldn't even have to download the Zoom app.
There you go. That makes it simple.
So my number again is 406-223-3901. And if you have any questions or would like to share how you like the radio show, we'd love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Okay, and now we're going to move into the peace, soul sync for peace. And that is, this is a very valuable meditation because it It not only slows down the mind, we'll be using our fingertips to count our breaths, and you want to move your thumb to every finger as you count 8 breaths each time we do another stage of the meditation. And moving your fingers actually helps your memory to recall. And so it's wonderful.
It has a neurological connection to the brain.
Fingertips.
Yeah, from the fingertips. So.
And then there's also the humming sound activates your third eye chakra and also gets the nitric oxide from your sinuses delivered to your organs, which works with your digestion system, your heart, your lungs. So there's numerous benefits to this particular meditation because Preetaji and Krishnaji do a lot of research with science in order to develop these various meditations.
Yeah, with neurologists, and so it's really good. And we do this soul sync. We do a soul sync meditation once a week with the
on
group
Monday, on Monday morning,
every Monday morning. So let's do it. Here we go.
12 minutes long.
Yep.
Just follow the instructions.
Get relaxed, and here we go.
Namaste. It gives me great joy to lead you through soul sync for peace. From today, you are beginning your contribution to world peace by doing soul sync and by nurturing peace consciousness within yourself. This will be your strength. This will be your contribution to end inner violence and to contribute to world peace. It will be your magic potion to heal your heart of all its wounds, and a wellspring of blessing and grace to manifest synchronicities that would pave way for a peaceful and a beautiful life. Soul Sync has freed scores of individuals of their inner judgments and inner prejudice against each other. It has opened their hearts to great connection and compassion. Are you all ready to do the Soul Sync with me? Please be seated with your eyes closed, your spine erect, and your body still. We will move into the first stage of the soul sync. Take 8 conscious breaths. Use your thumb and your fingers to keep count. Move to the second stage. Inhale slowly. Exhale, make a humming sound. Do it for 8 more counts. take 8 conscious breaths. Bring awareness to the natural pause that occurs between every inhalation and exhalation. For the next 8 cycles of breath, chant Aham on your exhalation. Do this for 8 conscious breaths. Allow the tips of your index finger and the thumbs touch each other. Rest your hands upon your thighs. See and feel everything around you. All forms, see it dissolve into light. Feel yourself expand into limitless consciousness. in this beautiful state hold a heartfelt intention for peace. Peace within you and peace in the world around you. May you become peaceful within. May your loved ones become peaceful. May the world around you become peaceful. Whenever you feel ready, you may slowly open your eyes.
The Soul Sync practice meditation is a good thing to practice in the morning, although it's good any time of day. Some people like to do it before they make an important decision, and others use it to wind down at the end of a stressful day, and it helps one sleep. So doing it this evening, I trust you'll sleep better tonight. And it's good to do alone or with your partner or friends. It's good to do it in a peaceful state and not try to rush through it. I believe it's on YouTube.
Yeah, you can get it on YouTube. Just go to Ekam, E-K-A-M, Soul Sync on YouTube, and you'll find a link. And you could, it'll be Soul Sync. There'll be various ones. You could also put in Soul Sync for Peace on YouTube.
I think there's one for relationships and one for abundance. So
it's something
explore.
Everyone, you can meditate on a different desire that you need, whether it's some kind of resolve or to be part of this whole beautiful, peaceful, joyful world.
Mm-hmm. Well, the joyful world that we're creating within ourselves so that we can have a peaceful, joyful world in the outer world.
Amen to that.
So I was going to read a little excerpt now from the Four Sacred Secrets written by Preetiji and Krishnaji. And it's just really approaching the topic of the division or the divide within ourselves. So I'll start on page 68, in case you do have the book. And somewhere along the line, many of us become divided, conflicted individuals, and self-obsession sets in. In many ways, our society accentuates this feeling of division. We well know about that. For those of us educated in a system based on test scores and rankings, we learned to compare, compete, and judge. We were taught to see peers not as friends necessarily, but as competitors. The battle we were fighting was not just against other people. We also were taught to wage war with ourselves. We began to paint a picture in our minds of the person we wanted to be, and we would become frustrated when we fell short of our expectations. We unconsciously became either pleasers or provers. As pleasers, we live in fear of others being displeased with us and therefore make our choices and actions to appease them. As provers, we remember our past hurts, hold angry conversations in our minds, and make our life choices to prove the people who hurt us wrong. We become so accustomed to life during wartime that we forget there is another way to be. How is it that we became so disconnected from our beautiful state of wholeness in the first place? How did we cease to be beautiful? How did we cease to be the beautiful self we truly are? How did we become such self-preoccupied individuals? So those are some questions we can ponder this week. And
yeah, I think it's real helpful to really look within after you do some of these meditations. And well, that's what the show's all about. Meditation is self-realization. And if you're truthful with yourself, you can help yourself dig out of a hole if you have to. I know there's many a day when I have to do that and resolve my inner conflict. You know, why am I feeling this way? Why is this anger coming up or whatever? And once I get to that resolve, then it's a beautiful day. And on that note, I think we're about at the end of the show here. So let's sing our little tune. Yeah, okay. I love singing. Let's see if I can hit the right note.
Okay. So we're going to let me start it so that
okay.
We may the long time sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And the pure light within you guide your way on, guide your way on, guide your way on. You are in the divine.
Yeah, have a beautiful rest of the night, what's left of it, and may your week be blessed with love.
And please tune in again next week or sooner into the morning practice, Space for Grace.
Take care.